Many hospital companies have been hit by financial markets following the election of Donald Trump. The president-elect's promises to end Obamacare have investors worried that hospitals will be stuck with more patients who can't pay. Nashville-based HCA says it's ready for what's likely to be the second shakeup in healthcare in less than a decade. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Construction started on HCA's new 17-story building in the Gulch neighborhood 2 years ago. A lot's changed between then and last week when the tower officially opened, and the healthcare landscape is likely to change a good deal more over the next few years. Chief Executive Milton Johnson says the company's ready.
Well, HCA, over our 50-year history, we've worked with Republicans, we've worked with Democrats, we've worked through different economic cycles, and we've been able to not only just survive but thrive in those times. So I'm confident HCA is going to be fine over the years ahead.
But he says the company is going to have to adapt. Just how isn't clear. President-elect Trump and his pick to lead Health and Human Services want to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But the new Vice President, Mike Pence, oversaw an expansion of Medicaid under the ACA in his home state of Indiana. Johnson didn't want to comment on those scenarios, but the 1,500 people already moving into the company's new tower will be kept plenty busy sorting it out. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.